Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We just lead the way, and as leaders of men, as the leaders of an entire industry, you might say, the broadcast industry, the talk radio, the spoken word format, as the true Bo Brummels, the true rebels that we are, we know that people are out there tonight following us, and then tomorrow they'll say that they don't know us as we're out there looking for change to do our laundry.
Exactly.
But that's fine, because we know what our lot in life is. Ours is to do or die. Anyway, welcome to the program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Interesting things in the news today. One, a story that visits us from some 30 years in the past, and that is the death of actress Natalie Wood. She was a very big name in her day. Today, of course, she's known to film aficionados, to members of my generation, and perhaps some people younger. But to many of you who are much, much younger, you just know the name from perhaps a movie or two that you've seen of hers. She was the star of West Side Story. She was, of course, the love interest of James Dean and Rebel Without a Cause. She's been in a lot of movies, Splendor in the Grass with Warren Beatty, and was, at the time of her death, starring with Christopher Walken, in a film, the name of which escapes me, but what is that?
There was that flatline or something like that.
Yeah, like a sci-fi.
Well, we'll have to figure out what that was exactly. But we're going to talk about her, and we're also going to be discussing this evening the Occupy situation. We have Pastor David Castorini on the line with us, who is attending a number of different, I think, youth pastoral meetings of some kind. We're going to get him on the line right now in his car, somewhere between, I think you said, Omaha and the Quad Cities. Pastor, how are you?
Very good, Phil. And wonderful to be with you here this evening. And we are indeed traveling very late at night, but Jimmy's our driver, and he's keeping his eye on the road, and we're happy to be on the program with you.
Let's talk a little bit here, Pastor, about the Occupy movement and is that what you're doing on the show? Forgive me.
Well, I did. I wanted to talk to you about that, yes. And I also wanted to talk to you about some of the features of our ministry that I think will appeal to people, younger people, who find themselves lost in this world of the 99%, if you want to call it that, or the lost in this world of deprivation and of, for some people, even failure, lost in a world of perceived failure. I don't think people are lost in any failure. I think it's just the fact that they're lost and they need to find Jesus. And that's what our ministry is about. So, yes, absolutely, I want to talk about the Occupy movement. I also want to talk about what I've done in my life to overcome things that I need to overcome to better serve people.
So the Occupy movement, which you may or may not know, was subjected in cities across the United States to a number of police raids. There were a lot of police action.
Yes, I did read about that, Phil.
Okay, and they were arresting some 200 people in New York. I think they got 70 people arrested here in Los Angeles. What is your message to young people who are frustrated with the economics of this country, frustrated with the class barriers as they see them, frustrated with their own inability to get ahead, to create a career, to have the material wealth, the material self-sufficiency that they see their parents or perhaps even their older brothers and sisters having? What do you say to them?
Well, you know, Phil, that everything I say is rooted in the gospel. And so we start there, but we move on, and we begin to attack what is the primary problem, I think, with today's youth. They think that when they hear from a member of the religious ministries, an individual like myself, they think they are listening to a hypocrite. They think they are listening to someone who doesn't hear their pain. They think they're listening to someone who is not living the life, you know, not walking the walk. Talking the talk, but not walking the walk. And so I immediately talk to them, and I tell them that I am the most singularly honest individual that you are ever going to meet. I believe, Phil, the single most honest purveyor, the single most honest messenger of God's word that has ever existed, certainly I think in the last 100 years. And that's not to call attention to myself as something greater than Jesus Christ himself, I would never, or even greater than any other man. But right now, our young people are hungering for honesty.
And so you are saying you are never going to find another minister, another man of the cloth, another woman of the cloth, as honest as you?
I believe that that is the case, and I believe more than anything else, that's what especially our youth are interested in. That's why we do a youth ministry, Phil. And so that means we're focused on young people and focused on their needs and the challenges that they see and the world that assaults them with seeming different messages and conflicting messages.
We're talking with Reverend David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries about the Occupy movement, the number of young people involved in it, the failings of society that they see. The failing of the country, the economics, the all of the things that seem to be rolled up into this angst and anger. And I believe, as I've said on the show, that they do have a good message in saying that the people that control the money in this country have certainly lost their way leading our country. You don't have to, you know, because you have money doesn't mean that we love money, but we do see those people as people who have, you know, some leadership when it comes to creating. When it comes to creating business, when it comes to creating jobs, when it comes to creating product, when it comes to all of those things.
Well, you know, that is a consideration. I think the other consideration, I think they're angry about a lot of things. I think they're angry, for instance, about the fact that when they look at someone like me, they immediately resent me because they say, that man can't understand me, and yet he presumes that he can. You call yourself David Castorini, youth minister, and you say you're honest. Well, we don't believe you're honest. We know you're lying. We know that all of you men of the cloth, you so-called religious people, are just liars, and in a lot of ways, you're just like those Pharisees that Jesus pointed out and called out in the Bible, you know. So I challenge them.
And how do you challenge them?
Well, I give them information about myself. I say, all right, if you think I'm a liar, let me tell you something about myself. I have a personal problem right now. I said, because, again, I'm the most honest messenger of God's word, I believe, that there has been in many, many decades, Phil. And I have a personal problem. I'm a very happily married man. And for some reason, and I think many of us are this way, but as a minister, as a religious man, I really shouldn't be. But every time I see on television this young lady by the name of Chelsea Handler, I get very interested in her. I don't tell my young charges, I don't say to them that I get aroused.
Well, do you?
Well, I'm not going to go there. What I say to them is I get very interested in this woman. I find her to be attractive. I want to know her. I become distracted by her. If I'm to be honest with you, I want to have some level of physical contact with her.
Is she? But are you saying? But you're not saying you're, you know, aroused by her.
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to comment. I'm telling young people to come to our ministry. You feel that religion's just been one big sham. Yes, we do. They say, and you think that religious people such as myself are liars. Yes, we do. Well, I'm here to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. David Castorini's never going to lie to you. And when I see, for instance, Chelsea Handler, do you know who she is? Many young people say yes, they do.
She's to let people know, Chelsea Handler is a late-night talk show host on cable. She's a pretty girl. She's got a talk show. She also...
Yeah, she's a comedian, I think, Phil.
She's got a sitcom of some kind, right?
Yes, she does. And
she's quite the... She's made a number of strides in terms of her popularity.
Yes. And I say to the young people, when I see Chelsea Handler, I do get attracted to her. I'm a man of the cloth. I preach the Bible. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you that when I see this woman, I want to know her. I want to touch her. I want to do things. I won't tell you that I'm aroused by her.
What do the kids say when you say that?
They appreciate my honesty. I say, I'm not going to tell you that I'm aroused by her or I'm not aroused by her.
And but what do you mean honesty? What do they appreciate?
They appreciate the fact that I draw the line. And I say, I'm not going to say what you want me to say, which is that I get aroused. Because you want me to say that I walk... I shouldn't put it this way, but they want me to say that I get aroused by Chelsea Handler. I won't do it. I won't do it. Because I need to keep a separation between myself, my marriage, and my ministry. I need to keep myself away from that kind of very base and lascivious conversation. But I will simply say that when I see Chelsea Handler, of all people, I get very interested, very, very interested, and I want to touch it and feel her. This is a very tough thing for the kids to understand, but once I say that to them, then they know that David Castorini is telling them the truth. And I can tell them there are more things in this world than sitting in the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Just by telling these kids you're attracted to Chelsea Handler.
Well, I'm just giving them the honest... See, Jim Baker didn't say he was attracted to that young lady. I forget, Jessica Hahn. Jimmy Swaggart didn't say he was attracted. Ted Haggard didn't say he was attracted. But David Castorini does.
David Castorini from Castorini Youth Ministries with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. And he's talking with us about his ministry. They're doing a series of revivals in the middle part of the country right now, reaching out to kids that are involved in Occupy Wall Street and making their lives more meaningful. And the first step is to be honest with them. He's talking about being so honest with them that he's telling them about some, I don't know.
Well, he's not aroused. He shouldn't say he's aroused.
No, I'm not saying he's aroused, but he's telling them about some attraction he has to Chelsea Handler. He's a married man. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Pastor David Castorini. He is with the Castorini Youth Ministries as we talk with him about Occupy Wall Street and the honesty that you bring to the ministry because you're addressing yourself to young people who are interested in Occupy Wall Street. Do you think Occupy Wall... And we're going to get to some phone calls, too, Pastor. But I want to just get clear here because even some of our callers are asking for clarification. When you talk about Occupy Wall Street... And your own weaknesses, shall we say? What's the connection there?
Well, it's a good question. The connection is simply this: I want my young people, who we talk to and who we witness to, I want them to know that they are talking to a man who is a pure messenger of God's word. I will not lie to them, and I will tell them that when I see Chelsea Handler or it can be any beautiful woman in television or movies. I said, I am very, very interested in her, and that I heard she dates black men. I'll give you an example, Phil, and these are my weaknesses. This is my weakness. I want you to know that, and this helps my ministry. I heard that Chelsea Handler only goes out with African-American men, and I will be honest with you, Phil, and your listeners, that disturbs me.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you a racist?
No, sir, I am not a racist. I have a great many black people in my congregation. I've helped a great many young black people.
And yet her dating only black, and I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's what I heard. And I don't think I've ever seen her on television or in the movies when they have, the photographs of the celebrities going out and doing whatever they do. I don't think I've ever seen her with a white man, and... That disturbs me. But no, I'm not a racist. I'm being honest. And this is what my young people in our ministry appreciate.
Well, I think some young people may see that as not being honest.
No. In what way?
If you say you're not a racist, but you got a problem with Chelsea Handler going out with only African Americans, they may think you're being dishonest.
Well, you can't possibly lie about that, because when you say that, and then you say, but I am not a racist, I'm sharing with you the dilemma that is in my soul and in my heart. That's why I am a perfect messenger, because I am an honest messenger of God's word.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. We have Gaston here. Gaston, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor Castorina. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. First off, I wanted to say that I'm a 19-year-old, and I'm a conservative. And
yes, sir.
The Occupy Wall Street movement makes absolutely no sense to me, because you shouldn't have to rely on the government for that. But besides that point, what does you being attracted to women in general have to do with you being a pastor?
It's not about that, really, Gaston. It's more about the honesty that I bring to my ministry when I tell my young people who come to our youth ministries, our youth revivals, might be somebody like yourself. I'll say, I want you to be confident in the fact that I'm not going to hold anything back from you. I'm not some whited sepulcher. I'm not out here talking the talk and not walking the walk. So I'm an honest man. I'll tell you, for instance, when I watch television, I see Chelsea Handler, and I'm married. I get very interested in her.
Well, yes, obviously, and so does everyone else thinking about all sorts of women. But I'm saying, what does that have to do with your ministry? You being honest about wanting to be with women is one thing, but preaching it to children and to teens, why does that need to be brought into a church setting?
I don't bring it up that much in church. I sometimes I'll deliver a homily or I'll deliver a sermon that is relevant to it.
Do you bring it up in your church what is the difference between a revival with kids? Forgive me, Pastor, I don't know, and maybe Gaston, you know. What's the difference between having a meeting and having a church service?
Well, just as you said, Phil, in one instance, we are having a revival or a we're having just a good old-fashioned meeting of our congregants. It could be in a tent. It could be for the very first time meeting people in a auditorium of some kind. It's not really one of our services. That's when I'll say, yes, sir?
You're still talking to people as a minister in all of your authority as that position. So you're still talking to people and preaching to people. And you're talking about how you're attracted to women instead of...
Actually, I'm saying I'm attracted to one woman, and I also tell them that I'm disappointed that she only dates African American men. And the first reaction I get, I have to tell you, Phil, is what you said. They say, "Well, you can't be a Christian with that kind of talk." And I said, "Yes, I am. I love my fellow man. I'm just telling you my weakness. So now you know I won't lie to you."
Well, I think what the caller is asking is, how do you integrate this message into the actual message of Christianity, which I think is Jesus Christ's sacrifice for mankind, the fact that he died on the cross, the fact that he's God, and that people, in order to go to heaven, must be saved by accepting him as their Savior. How do you integrate that into the message?
Occupy Wall Street.
Oh, well, the Occupy Wall Street was simply a device, because I know a lot of young people are distracted by Occupy Wall Street. They feel that there is an answer to the problems of life by addressing manna, and there is no answer to the problems of life by addressing the how much manna you have, how much of this material world you have. I've heard it said we should live 100% spiritual, 100% physical. So I tell them, don't address the problems of manna. Don't address these problems. Listen to me. I look at Chelsea Handler, and I want her, and I got to have it, and she's dating blacks. That bothers me. Now you know where I'm coming from.
But why does race have to do with anything, especially in this day and age?
I don't know. It's a problem that I've got.
But you're not a racist.
No, sir. Points on that.
I appreciate that very much.
All right, Gaston, thanks for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That young man is a Christian. This is another gentleman on line one. You're a Christian too, sir?
Yes, I am.
What is your name again?
My name is Josh.
Go ahead, Josh. What is your comment?
Well, my comment is, one, I do understand what the pastor is trying to say. He's trying to say that he's not a hypocrite and that all Christians are not hypocrites. I also think that we're going too much about him if we're talking about Occupy Wall Street. From a Christian standpoint, I do want to say that we as Christians...
Tell you what, hold on for me, Josh, and just hold on. Hold the line, and we'll get right back to you. Josh, we have David Castorina with us from his youth ministry about, and he's saying that he's an honest man. He's attracted to Chelsea Handler. He doesn't like her dating black men, but that's his honesty that helps him get people to his youth ministry, and we're talking about Occupy Wall Street. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
It is confusing, I know.
Yep. On the line with me is Pastor David Castorina from the Castorina Youth Ministries as we continue to talk here about his ministry, how he communicates with young people, and Occupy Wall Street. Now, Pastor, you've talked about your own personal attraction to Chelsea Handler, the fact that you don't like her going out with African Americans. Now, what is Occupy Wall Street in your mind? Other than I know you said about manna, is it good? Is it bad?
It's an opportunity. I think Occupy Wall Street is an opportunity for us to go in there and to talk to people and to say that this is your life and it's important, but I've got something more important. I've got Jesus. And Occupy Wall Street, it isn't going to matter at all once you find Jesus. And I'll tell you why you should listen to David Castorina. See, the problem I'm having, Phil, is it seems to me like a lot of people I'm talking to, they think any minister is a good minister. That's not true. I want them to find Jesus the David Castorina way. And
the David Castorina way, which is you being honest with them and saying you're attracted to Chelsea Handler. And
a number of things, yeah. But I every time I see her and I want to know her and be around her, I thought, how do I use this? How do I use this moment of temptation and the devil is standing right there? How do I use this for God's glory? I'll say to young people, I want to have, in some way, Chelsea Handler. And the fact that she's dating another black man in a long line of them makes me, I stay awake at night, bothered by that.
All right, let me get back to Josh, who was on the line here with us a moment ago. Go ahead, Josh. You were just starting out, and we had to interrupt for the break.
That's fine. I was just explaining that I do understand what Pastor Castorina is saying. He's saying that all Christians are not hypocrites, but I would like to request that he kind of not use this as an advertisement, be less so that Christ can be more. I do want to say for Christians everywhere that we as Christians do have a vested interest in this country, and we are active, and we can be active. But what we recommend to everyone is to respect the governing authority, as the Bible tells us to do so.
To a point. You don't want to respect the governing authority when they are running the country right into a hole. You don't want to all of a sudden say, you know what I mean?
Well, the Bible says we obey God.
I've got to say something about that. If they're giving money to communists and this sort of thing, see, I've got to say something.
What do you mean you got to say something?
If the government is giving money to communists, okay?
Yeah.
Well, those are godless people. They don't believe in God. If the government is allowing... Well, if the government is, for instance, Obama, I can't sit still for that. But we're getting off the point.
What do you mean you can't sit still?
We are supposed to respect the governing authority. That is what the Bible says.
If
the governing authority disagrees with God, then we obey God, because that's what the Bible says.
I'm concerned that we've got communist
authority.
I understand.
The American.
What about integration? If there's too much integration, too fast, I've got to say something about that.
too much integration. You're a few decades. Yeah, you're a few decades behind. Okay, Josh, you got to move on. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with David Castorini.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to make a comment about what he said was perfect. I didn't understand what he meant. Was he perfect or the message that he is giving perfect?
Well, I'm the perfect messenger because I'm honest. So I'm not hiding anything. I'm not saying, here's God's word. Meanwhile, I'm running a dice game. Here's God's word. Meanwhile, I'm dealing drugs. Here's God's word, like Ted Haggard. Meanwhile, I've got a man that I have sex with, and I smoke, and I inhale the fumes of crack of that methamphetamine. I don't do that. I'm out, right? I'd say Chelsea Handler makes me want to sweat. You see?
Well, listen,
that's unique.
I don't...
But you're not aroused by her.
No, sir.
Your personal views about that lady, that's between you and your maker. Before we get to heaven, we all got to learn how to live down here first before we can live up there. So that's something that you're going to have to work out. But when you say that you're a perfect man, the Bible states that there is no man perfect, none but the Father. That excluded Jesus himself. So,
well, that's true. But I'm not saying I'm a perfect man. I'm just saying that I can't find a better messenger of God's word than me because I don't lie. So that, yes, that does make me perfect. But I'm not saying that I'm as perfect as God, well, nor would I be as perfect as Jesus. But I do feel, of all the ministers that I've heard, and I've heard them all, I've heard Reverend Taylor, I've heard all of the ones you've heard, I've heard all the recordings, Bob Centerfield, Brad Jeffcoat, all of them, they're not a one of them holds a candle to me.
Well,
Yellow?
Well, listen.
They don't hold a candle to me. Because
yeah,
I'll come out and tell you that I'm God's messenger, and also, on top of that, I start to sweat when I see a Chelsea Handler.
See, this thing about Chelsea Handler, I don't think, is this a message that people are taking to heart, or is it falling flat?
I think if people thought about it, they would really embrace it. But right now, the response I'm getting on your show, it's kind of lukewarm. I don't get it.
Well, maybe it's just no big thing.
No big thing that I got. Wow.
Well, what I'm saying is, every man got a right to dislike or like anything. The point of it is what extent he's going to take it to, and still be in the eyes of God that he is doing the right thing. Racism and prejudice. When we look back,
I'm not a racist. I just don't like the fact she dates black guys. I don't know what that is.
Right.
You know.
Well, okay.
You're black. You're black, sir, aren't you? See, I'm being honest with you.
Yes, I am.
If you went out with Chelsea Handler, I'd be upset.
But you're not a racist.
No.
All right, look at Leroy. Thank you. I'm going to move on. I thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know how you can say that. You know, I don't know how you can credibly say that.
In what sense?
It bothers you that Chelsea Handler dates black guys, but you're not a racist.
I am not a racist in the classic sense, and I am not. See, all I'm trying to do tonight, Phil, is let people know that David Castorini's out here. We're located in Phoenix, Arizona. I know that my message has been a little bit confused. We're on the road. I'm tired. I got Johnny here who's been driving, and I know a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you're throwing in Occupy Wall Street, the fact that Chelsea Handler is really hot.
I never said hot.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's what you mean. And the fact that Occupy Wall Street is about manna, and you shouldn't be forced to look at, be involved in manna, and yet you want to get out there and start converting all these people. It's a very, it's a wild message, and I wonder how successful you have been, communicating it. This is Amaka. Amaka, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Pastor Castorini.
Okay, thank you for having me. Pastor Castorini,
yes.
At first I wanted to comment on Occupy Wall Street and being a Christian, that
yes.
As Christians, we're not supposed to be focusing on what's going on in the world or relying on the government to handle our finances for us. We should be relying on God. But as I'm listening to you, and I hear you say that you're the perfect example or the perfect vessel for God to use, and I understand you're using the Chelsea Castrini thing as showing that you're
Chelsea
Houston
Handler.
And your
I wish her name was Chelsea Castrini, but it's Chelsea Handler. It ain't just married
Chelsea
to me yet. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Chelsea Hammer.
Chelsea Handler.
Hammer.
What'd
Handler.
I say?
You said Hammer.
Chelsea Hammer.
Sorry,
not
Hammer.
Mike Hammer. Mike Hammer was a writer.
Mike Hammer was a fictitious character created by Mickey Spillane. Chelsea Handler.
That's right, Phil. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Chelsea Handler. I understand you're trying to use that as saying that you're human and you're tempted like all others. But to say that, to come out and say that I'm a better pastor because I'm not doing this or because I'm not doing that, in God's eyes, sin is sin. There is no big sin. There is no little sin. And to say, for you to be talking about Chelsea Handler the way that you are, I'm not judging, Pastor, but it sounds like you're lusting after her. And Jesus says if you look on a woman to lust after her, you have committed fornication with her in your mind. So it's the same.
I don't.
Sin. But sin is sin. That's what I'm saying. Drug dealing.
But I haven't lusted after her.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you from listening to you on the radio, and probably somebody else would tell you the same. It sounds
I got
to
agree.
Like.
I have to agree with the Maka. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, you're wrong. I'm just telling you, you're wrong.
Okay.
I'm compelled by her. And
when you say that you sweat over her.
Right.
I do sweat.
Well,
yes.
I just want to put it out there. That might be something you want to check between you and God. I just want to put it out there. It sounds like you're lusting after her. And then also that you have a problem with her dating black men. She's not your daughter. It should not be a problem. There's an underlying issue, Pastor, that I think you might want to look at. I'm not going to call you racist, but I'm just saying you might want to look at it. Because
I'm not racist at all.
One of the last things you said before I got on, before you took my call, is that you're not a racist in the classic sense. So there are other ways of being racist than in the classic sense. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're getting at. I think I might have misspoke when I said, when I mean the classic sense, I'm not a racist in any sense. But I thought people might think that I'm a Klansman or one of this kind of thing. I'm certainly not that. But I don't believe I'm a racist in any way.
Then why does it bother you that Chelsea Handler only dates African Americans?
I think because it means that cuts the odds down for me. And
but
I know it sounds like... Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So you're not lusting after her?
No, I'm not.
I think at some point, you saying you don't lust after her, nobody's going to believe it, because if all you do is think about her morning, noon, and night and sweat over her, as you said it, you are lusting after her.
No, Phil, I can't. It's the same way that I think about Jesus. Do I lust after him? No.
The same way you think about Jesus?
Yes. So,
Pastor, there is nothing wrong with you. I don't think you think about Jesus the same way that you express yourself as thinking of Chelsea Handler or Hammer, whatever her name is. But thinking about Jesus...
Her name is Chelsea
night,
Handler.
Hamler. Thinking about
Think of Ham.
Tonight, that's what you're supposed to do. Now, thinking about Chelsea Handler all the time, that, you know...
I believe this is unique. What I've done is I realize that I'm thinking of Chelsea Handler all the time. And so I incorporate Jesus into that. So when I think of her and I see her, I think, okay, Jesus, you know, you better be here, because I'm telling you right now, there she is.
Well, man.
Believe me, Phil, it works for me.
Okay, well, it sounds pretty weird to me. I don't know how to describe my feelings on that. Listen, Amaka, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And
what sounds weird? Because when you go to a commercial break and you're saying that I sound all weird.
What's weird is that you say that Chelsea Handler or Hamler, you don't even know her name.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. You're thinking about her morning, noon, and night, sweating over her, but you don't lust after her. Then you incorporate Jesus into that, and then you say that you're honest about it, and that's why people are going to want to follow you. And you've heard nothing but one after the other of young Christians, the very people that you want to have, telling you that they're not buying it, man.
No, they're Christians, see? And they're, by nature, Christians are argumentative and disagreeable because everybody wants to get close to God. We're all, you know, we're all fighting for the Father's attention. And I happen to have a youth ministry, so that puts me maybe one or two steps ahead of everybody, see? But I don't consider myself ahead of anyone. I come right out and say, Chelsea Handler makes me sweat and makes me lay awake at night thinking of the things that can be done. But no, I see what you're going to do, Phil. You think I'm lusting after her.
Look, before when the show started, you said that you walk sometimes. When you see her, you walk as if you've got a wooden leg.
Yes, I do.
Well, come on, man.
That is not lusting after her.
Walking like you're stiff-legged. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to come back with Pastor Castorini here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can join us in comment. Later on, Ray Orloff is with us from the U.S. Taxpayers Republic, an organization that looks into government favors, and they think that the investigation into the death of Natalie Wood may be very wasteful indeed in terms of tax dollars. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com with live streaming video of our show every night, as well as thousands of hours of archive material you can access. Our podcast is available the next day without the commercials and all of the other interruptions. Our podcast, a three-hour podcast of the radio show, available there as well. We also have our news feed. We have a great many other features, TV appearances, radio interviews, and all the other news related to our show is there at philhendryshow.com. We have David Castorini on the line with us. We are at 877-876-PHIL. And, David, we're going to take some more phone calls here, but your message for us this evening and your youth ministry message for us this evening is that you are the best possible vehicle for God's message to young people because you're honest. And the Occupy Wall Street thing, you've heard a great many Christians here agreeing with you that it's all about manna and shouldn't concern Christians.
Phil, I would go even one step further. I would say Occupy Wall Street it's beyond the understanding, I think, of Christians. Christians, we are simple people, Phil. We believe in God. We believe in God's message. We believe in Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all there is to it. There's nothing fancy about it. And I don't understand Occupy Wall Street. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't understand what it's about at all.
Well, you know, join the club, because there's a lot of people who are very educated on politics and economics and so forth, and they don't know.
No, but even if I cared, which I don't need to care about Occupy Wall Street, and I don't care what happens to Occupy Wall Street. I don't know what they want. I don't care what they want, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. I feel a little stupid, but I know that God will. As we say in our faith, in the by and by. You know, further down the road, I will understand the by and by. But right now, I don't get it. I don't understand half of these weirdos walking around looking like a bunch of... And they look like degenerates. And my understanding from listening to you, they smell like degenerates. I want nothing to do with them.
And, well, what about, like you said, as a possible area to convert people?
Well, yeah, I want to convert people. But I'm not going to go into a place ripe with typhoid to do it. And that's what it looks like I've got to do.
Well, there's no typhoid for the record, folks.
No, you're right, Phil, but I mean, it's possible.
Well, there's no typhoid for the record for people. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to Olivia. Hi, Olivia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor David Castorini. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I attend Campbell College in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I'm a religious studies major. And I've come in contact with a lot of different people with different views. And my biggest problem tonight is the fact that I see a lot of hypocritical talk going on, because I don't see how you can say that you're pronouncing the truth
if you're going to deny.
First of all, I want to ask Medford, would you turn the volume up on the callers, please? Go ahead, ma'am.
I can't understand how you can pronounce the truth of God if you're going to not admit to your own fault of being a racist or being, you know, in the midst of lust every hour.
I think it's a very good question. I think it's a very good question, Olivia. And I thank you for that. And I do. I do thank you. Do you give me credit for saying that when I see Chelsea Handler, I got a real big problem keeping my mind on anything else? Do you give me credit for that?
I do give you credit for that, but I also think it's very hypocritical to sit there and say that you're doing it with the purpose of God in mind a lot of the time, because I don't think those two things can go hand in hand. Personally.
I am doing it with God in mind because I want you to know how honest I am. Now, you said I was about blacks. It bothers me. It would, to be honest with you, Olivia, and I haven't been totally honest, if I saw you with a black man, I'd feel sad.
So, what? And you don't call yourself a racist?
Not in the least.
And the other thing is, I'm not so sure if you've actually read the Bible.
Can I ask you a question? Do you date blacks? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, do you date a black man?
No, I do not. But to me, it doesn't matter. I don't date anyone.
Oh, thank God.
So here's the thing. Would it matter if I was dating a black woman or a woman? Or
not at all. Not at all. No, that would not bother me at all.
Phil Hendry.